السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا تو یو. حضرت مفتی صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your stay in Zambia a great success. May the Ummah in that beautiful country benefit. Likewise, all of us here who are listening out to you, Allah ta'ala bless you and grant you afiyat. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. Amtizi. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yasirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, Saturday, is the 19th of Safar 1446, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses number 85 to 89. We did about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salat wa salam in yesterday's lesson. His Nami, Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And he came to Almighty Allah bi qalbin salim. Came to Allah meaning he went always nearer and nearer to the mercy of Almighty Allah, and not one iota of kufr and blasphemy, or an iota of shirk or polytheism, idol worship or nifaq and hypocrisy. And Allah Almighty Allah loves him. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Every test, every trial he passed with distinction and kamlu day. And we find that Almighty Allah made him his khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, was made the special friend of Almighty Allah. And he was known as that Abul Anbiya. Majority of the prophets and messengers came from his progeny. So we see majority of them came from Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and down. And Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. So that much we should know. Now today's lesson, chapter 37 and verse 85. The work of da'wat tabligh must always continue wherever we are. So here Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam making da'wat and tabligh, inviting people towards Islam, propagating the message which Almighty Allah had sent to him via revelation. Chapter 37, Surah Safat, verse 85. Iz qala li abihi, remember, wazkur. Qala li abi, when he told his father Azar. Azar was not only a mushrik, an idol worshipper. He used to manufacture and make the idols also. وَقَوْمِهِ, and he addressed his people. His people were worshipping the idols. They were worshipping the celestial creation, the stars, the moon, and the sun, and so forth and so on. مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ, what are you worshipping? Please inform me. And they said, we are worshipping this, we are worshipping that. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam told them, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma'ana min mushrikeen. I worship Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala alone, who created the heavens and the earth, And I will never ever be from the mushrikeen, those who are the polytheists and the idol worshippers and worship anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah. So then he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, rebuked them, reprimanded them. Ifkan alihatan, ifk means that kizbun azim, a very, very big lie, a propaganda of the highest magnitude, like the hasbara, the chutlas, haram is God. They are guilty of every crime now in the world they have seen. The genocide, the war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, war crime, everything they have violated, remember that. So you will see in the news roundup that what's really happening there. So he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, asked them, Ifkan, Aliyatan, all these demigods, demi-semigods, deities, all those you fabricated and you concocted, so dun Allah besides Almighty Allah to thee, dun, is this what you want? That you yourself make these idols, you yourself manufacture them, and then you go and worship them like today billions of people are doing. So they make their own gods, idols, and so forth. You go and see in China, go see in India, go see in some of the member day in Myanmar, in Burma, and so forth. So you will find this type of things rife and rampant in people. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So what do you think about the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe and creation? Allah Ta'ala is Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So it means He sustains, provides every for everybody, everything. So besides Himself, He's not in need of all these things there, but He sustains them, nourishes them. So that is Almighty Allah, the one who gave you everything, you forgot Him, and then one creation goes and worship another creation. How myopic, how foolishness, how short-sighted is this human being. Then what he did, according to their tradition, custom, he Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَنَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Then he looked up towards the stars. One Najmi, chapter 53, verse 1, singular. Najm and Nujum, the stars. He looked up to the stars. So there was a big festival going on. The people were invited in their multitudes. And he also went with the intention of Dawat and inviting them towards the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَنَظَرَ نَظَرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Hence he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, looked up to the stars. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. And he told them that I am sick, I am ill. So this in our language, in our jargon, technical terminology, we call tawriya. What's the meaning of tawriya? Muradul mutakallim shay'un wa muradul mukhatab shay'un akhar. The person speaking, his intention, motive, meaning is something else. And the people, they are understanding something else. So Yana, you will understand it. See the sentence. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I am sick, I am ill. So meaning, they took the meaning, he is physically ill and sick, so he'll leave them and go away. But he really meant, I am sick and tired and fed up with all your people's kufr and shirk, and I'm inviting you, but you're obstinate, you are stubborn, you are proud, you are arrogant and ignorant, and you don't want to accept it. So that is the meaning he took. Obviously, they did not understand that. Then what happens? Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will continue with this wonderful lesson of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam on Monday, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 19th of Safar, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 323. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 5 Jewish jutlas and soldiers dispatched to hell with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. 12 injured with the mercy of Allah. We say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We have no sympathy, no empathy for the jutlas and the Jews and Zionists. We say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. If you know anything about Israel and their writers and their historians, then you will know Benny Morris is one of their most famous historians. He writes Benny Morris in the Haaretz newspaper. Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin the Harami, war criminal, all these titles he doesn't use, I use, is the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. What more do you want when it comes right from the horse's mouth, as they say? Various rockets have smashed into northern Israel from Lebanon, so they're keeping them busy there. And a Greek ship, listen to this here, and Almighty Allah spoke of this in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Subara, the six Jews. So لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find that your worst enemies against you Muslims are the Yahud, are the Jews. Nothing mentioned about Zionists, the Jews mentioned. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. So the Jews and the Hindus. But we don't say every Jew, every Hindu. We will say majority of them, as you can see, they in Israel and India, how they treat the Muslim second, third, fourth class citizens. A Greek ship carrying arms, ammunition from India to Israel was destroyed by the Houthis, the Yemenis. Well done, my brothers, they, the Houthis. You blow them up. We are with you. We will be always making dua for you. Allah make you all good Muslims. And remember, you must leave whatever trace and signs you got of Shiaism, the Kufar Shias. But you cause harm to them, to the Jutlas and allies in America and whatever. We will always support you. Lufthansa and the Lufthansa group cancel flights to Israel and say that no, we are no more going to fly there till things stabilize and so forth. So they're catching it from all sides. The doctors leaving Israel in an unprecedented scale. Imagine they were so proud of their specialists and their medical fraternity, but they fed up with the politicians, they fed up with their rabbis, they fed up with everybody. This is how Israel is imploding. I can see it now already, as I saw when I was a young boy. What happened to apartheid South Africa run by the Boer and the Burkis? They used to call us the coolies, and Khanna the coolie dog to go back to your Indian township. So we used to call them the Burkis and the Boer. You see that? So the Afrikaner, because of their zulam and oppression, you must multiply that them 100 times and even more. That is the oppression, transgression going on there in the holy land of Gaza al-Mubarakah, in the holy land of Dafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, in the holy land of the whole of historic Palestine. So you should know that. And remember the BDS movement, boycott, disinvest, and sanctions are now buoyant and they are now smiling. Another big company and organization is withdrawing, AXA. And AXA, however you pronounce it. So whoever does invest and so forth, we support them, remember this. So things are really happening there and so. But now these haramis, we attack their soldiers, we attack them, they will attack our journalists, they will attack the babies and children, the baby killers. After all, they are murderers and killers of prophets and messengers, as mentioned, enshrined in the Noble Quran. So there's a huge food shortage in Gaza al-Mubarakah, and the children are passing away. Some are getting shot, some are getting, you understand, polio and sick and so forth and so on. Remember, Israel is guilty of rape, of murder, and every crime you can think of. And they're being exposed to being the most immoral army in the entire world. Remember, this genocide is on video, and the images are coming through. This is in real time. This is not some movie or some film or something you are seeing. I am not suggesting for a moment that movies or films are permissible, but this is what you are seeing, exactly what's happening there, that people are showing the world that see what they are doing. Our homes, our buildings, the mosques, the churches, everything reduced to rubble and so forth and so on, and yet they are a democracy, yet you can't apply sanctions against them, yet the haramis and the morons on both sides of the divide, the Republicans and the Democrats will be 100%, whether it's Trump and his donkeys, or whether it's Kamala Harris and her monkeys. So remember, all rooting and all there for money. They are all prostitutes, political prostitutes, and the press with them who support them are the prostitutes. They sold their soul to the devil, and we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. Remember that. See, I give you one example. So the Palestinian Americans, I know so many Palestinians and they're Americans. So Shirin Abu Aqila was a Christian lady. She served with Al Jazeera for more than 20 years. And because she was exposing the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, so they put a bullet through her sniper. For several months, they rejected it. And then, reluctantly, they admitted they murdered her, the Israeli army and forces and so forth. Palestinian, but American citizen, American person. So imagine the Americans are there who are Palestinian originally. They said this is a four-day convention you are having here in Chicago. So give us 5 minutes. We want to present our point. They said we will consider it. And then the answer came no. Why? Because they fear there will be a backlash from the Jutlas and the financiers and so forth. And Kamala Harris has got the gall and audacity to say that Hamas are terrorists and they are guilty of sexual crimes. Israel not guilty. They are the biggest terrorists. They have killed more than 200,000 people in Gaza alone. You should be ashamed of yourself, Kamala Harris, and every one of you Muslim and people of conscience there in America. According to me, this might be the last elections in America before it disintegrates, just like the Soviet Union. Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Inna al-batil kana zahuqa. Everything that is based on batil and falsehood, it must perish. Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, used to say, if you know anything of South African politics in 1983, she said that the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. And 10 years, 11 years later, 94, Mandela was a president. So you watch what happens to America. So all of you Muslims who got through Iman and Islam, all of you, irrespective of your faith, but you want justice, you should vote, but put there a big mess it up. And you must say that I am non-committed. And where you have that put there, that both of parties are biggest haramis, the Republicans and the Democrats, spending our tax money in the billions and billions of dollars, and we are suffering here in America. You should wake up, Americans. These people are making you fools and idiots, and therefore they're going to give you a vaccine for your monkeypox to make you monkeys and donkeys. Putin's Russia is defeating Ukraine and giving them a good thrashing. There today is 9/11. Today day is 9/11. What I mean 9/11? 911 days from the time Putin invaded Ukraine, and he did the right thing. He warned NATO so many times, don't come near me. If you come near me, dance a little popper dance. Then you will see what I do with you. And he's defeating America, defeating Europe, defeating the NATO, and all of them. Putin is a big harami, but that's why we like him. You must remember that. Makkah Mukarrama, heavy, heavy rain Thursday night, Friday. Medina Munawwara, Thursday night, Friday, hailing and so forth. So the imams and the muazzins told the people, don't even go for Jummah Salah to the masajid. Sallu fi rihalikum. Read Salah day in your own homes, in your own residence and so forth. According to me, this is the science of punishment. Remember, for MBS, for the Murtad bin Shaitan, and these imams, not all of them, some of them who are real scholars for dollars, who take his name and so forth. So yesterday, I could not translate the khutbah. Our plane was scheduled to leave Lusaka for Livingston. 10 o'clock, land here, 11 o'clock, and the khutbah starts 11:25. So then it was done. We should have done properly. But you know, in Africa, Barkati time, so the plane was delayed for 5 hours. So Mufti Ridwan, mashallah, Nu'mani, and Allah reward him. He goes out of his way to serve us and to help us and so forth. So then we managed two of us to come on another plane. We arrived at 12 o'clock. Sheikh Shu'aib was here. So in the meantime, I told Mona Zahid Khan, he must do the translation. Jazakallahu khairan. So he did that. But it's good. They also must learn these things. But we make dua. Oh, Almighty Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, protect Majidul Aqsa and all the masajid of the world. Kennedy Jr., he got now finished now. All the money kaputs and finished. So he goes and endorses Trump. But he's a smart guy. He says, I'm endorsing Trump, not of blind heart, you know, blindly. It is in the swing states. If you know anything of American politics, so they have certain blue. So those places, they are 50 states. So certain states are blue, so that are Democrats. Certain states are red, so that are the Republicans. And certain are mixed up. Sometimes they vote red, sometimes they vote blue. Democrats, Republicans. So he says, there I'm endorsing Trump and so forth. In the inner recess of my heart, I think Kamala will pull it off and become the first African Indian lady and female to become president. That is coming in my heart. And then Trump will not accept it. And then that will be the beginning of the end of America. And inshallah, civil war will start, or the whole United States of America will disintegrate. Inshallah, Aziz. That is my reading, in kana sawaban from min Allah. If it is correct, then it's from Allah. Wa in kana khata'an from minni wa min ash-shaytan. If it is incorrect, it is just my own assessment and opinion. It can be right, it can be wrong. If it's wrong, then it's from me and Satan and Lucifer. Trump blowing his trumpet again. And Trump says, United States of America is running out of ammunition. Is that so, Trump? But you're shooting every day and giving Israel every day, and they're running out of men, they're running out of ammo, they're running out of so many things, and they don't want to go back. Yahya Sinwar is smiling there. He says, you want a war? I will give you a war. And you harami bibi, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, you will see, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, with the help and mercy of Allah, what I'll do with you, that you will curse yourself the day your mother gave birth to you. Ameen. Allah, Jalla wala, give them victory, inshallah. India denies it caused the floods in Bangladesh. Millions of people are displaced. Hundreds of thousands of people are waiting there for some type of assistance. You know, you have the sluice gates and you have this and that. And then they just open everything and the washer water just gushes in and so forth. So that is the politics there of India and so forth, the Indus River and that they have with Pakistan and Bangladesh and all these type of things. And Modi went to go meet Zelensky, and he says, no, I came on a peace mission. He knows what he's doing. He's just fooling the world. Egyptian ports are being used by the Israelis to attack the Palestinians, so there's Pharaoh and Sisi and so forth. Whole lot, murtads, traitors, khabis, and shaitan, and aulad of shaitan, agents of Satan, whether it's MBS of Saudi, MBZ of Emirates, or whether the kings of Bahrain or Jordan or Morocco, or the Satan there, remember Pharaoh of Egypt, is all murtad, harami, shaitan. They will help Israel and America more compared to helping the Palestinians. If you don't know that, then you yourself are an idiot. Germany, 3 people killed, 4 people injured in a festival. And remember, this happened with a knife and so forth. The details are still sketchy. The news is still breaking. No vote, I told you, for the Republicans and Democrats. That is my suggestion to you through Americans and Muslims. I read and I met a Patel family person. When I came the last time, I found this person to be very interesting. He told me, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Dr. Fauzia Siddiqui, and them, when they were very young, in their formative years, they were his neighbor, you see. And, you know, he gave me Mr. Patel. So I found out that, where is Baji Patel, the old man? He said, no, he passed away. So his son met me, and he told me, my father, he used to cry for Gaza when he used to speak, and others used to speak. He used to, like, shiver. His body used to just shake. He used to read Salat, Namaz for Gaza and the Palestinians. And he read, it's written in one of his diaries. I read 2,000 rakats for the people of Gaza and Palestine. Subhanallah, ordinary Muslim, but he has feeling for Gaza. He has feeling for Palestine. 2,000 rakats. How many rakats did you read, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar? How many rakats did you read, O listener of Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? One brother of mine, Jazahullah Khair, I won't mention his name, obviously. He sent me a very interesting article, and it is mentioned on the IOL. A very famous Durban dentist has been found guilty of culpable homicide. That is what we keep on saying. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah will give honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah will disgrace and humiliate whoever He wishes. People who think that they want to bring changes in Islam, bring women in the masjid, and do all these haram things and so forth, then Allah disgraces them. So you go read there, Durban dentist guilty, found guilty of culpable homicide and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. So mashallah, when we came here, it was 12 o'clock, we went for Jummah Salah to the Jami Masjid. Sheikh Shu'aib rendering yeoman service there, 18 years is there, and the crowd was packed, mashallah, more than 250 people, and that's the capacity of the masjid here. So, and we spoke and we sent it out, the podcast and so forth, and you know, the khutbah, and then we made, and then Sheikh Shu'aib performed the salat, and last night, Maghrib to Isha, some people travel 100 kilos, some 70 kilos, some 50 kilos, just for the Jummah and for the night program, and then they go back. Imagine what sacrifices they made just to listen to Deen and the words of Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, what all Majjallah says and what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So to you, South African ulama and various organizations, if you are really interested in doing some work constructive, I don't know what are the protocols and so forth, but this country, Zambia, is waiting for you. Plus minus, they have 14 million people. Muslims, if we stretch the figure. So remember, it is 140,000, 130,000 Muslims, everybody included. The local, the African, and if you take the Indian, and you take the foreigners who came from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Somalia, and wherever else, Ethiopia, and what have you. So remember, it's 1%, and maybe less than 1%. So how much work of Dawat Tabligh can be done? Think of it, you ulama, who can come down, beautiful country, you know, winter year, and it's summer throughout the year. So you should really think of it. There in South Africa, there is overpopulation, and therefore you find so many problems also. Yeah, that they are still needing many ulama not to be in the, you understand, metropolitan, cosmopolitan areas. Go to the poor areas and go do real work of Dawat and Tabligh and so forth. So yesterday, now after the Jummah, and only two of us came, then the other brothers, our brother Yaqub Suleiman, and son Suleiman Yaqub, and his son, his name is Suleiman, and surname is Yaqub, and his son Muhammad, and my brother, you understand, Salim Mota, you understand, Bagu of here, of Zambia. So they all came 5 o'clock and so forth. So Mufti Ridwan and myself decided, let's spend our time. So it was something fascinating for me. So we went for a walk with the lions. Can you believe that? The lions are in front of you and you walking behind them. So there were six couples, like, you know. So remember, 12 people. So now we, Mufti Ridwan and myself, were standing one side. The others were all whites, like, you know, tourists from Western countries. So the guide said, the Bible teaches us the people who came last, we must take them first. So we arrived there last, like. So he said, come, let's start with you. So Mufti Ridwan and myself, they took us first, and we were walking with the lions. But me, I couldn't do all. Mufti Ridwan is used to that. He's pulling the lions by their tails and all that, you see. And these lions are how? 2.5 under 3 years old. After 3 years, then they move them from here to the other reserves and so forth. I learned something. Lions are what? Colorblind. And tigers, they can see color and so forth and so on. And this, I asked them, these lions we're walking with, what they are? I said, they're male and female. I said, isn't it mating season now? So he said, yes, but remember that they can't mate as yet. They're not Bali still. They're minors. You see that? So this is a good one, that. So anyway, it was something nice to learn there about the lions and so forth. So today, inshallah, we all will be going. after nashta, after breakfast here to the falls, and make some ziyarah there in the afternoon, inshallah, inshallah. We will be back a day in Lusaka. We have a program tonight in the Jami Masjid after Maghrib, inshallah al-Aziz. I learned something new, you know. So I gave a lecture yesterday, yeah, in Livingston about nikah, and you youngsters must get married and stay away from zina, fornication. I say when you go for proposal, you must go with a BMW. So one bright person said, you know, sometimes they go with a BMW, but after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, then the marriage then sours, so the BMW becomes a BMX, you understand? It's ex-husband and ex-wife, and so Allah protect us. Also, on a lighter note, it was something. So, Imam Salim Kareem and Junaid Mottar and all of us, inshallah, from Monday, Fajr Azan will go 5 o'clock, and inshallah, we'll have more time, and inshallah, the programs today, 5, 7 to 9 will be Mohan Khalid Yaqub, 2:30 to 3 will be 1 to 1:30, 1 to 1:30 will be a lecture I delivered here in Livingston Jami Masjid, and mashallah is the biggest masjid here, and thereafter that between 2:30 and 3 will be, you understand, that Mohan Musa Lahir, and then at night 6 to 8 will be my brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah Aziz. Salam Mufti Mawlana Salim Kareem. We have 15 minutes, exactly 15, 16 minutes for the Q&A. So let us, inshallah, fire up for the Q&A with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The place we are staying is wonderful, mashallah. If any one of you is coming, it's the owner is Muslim, and I don't know his name, but I know he's Muslim, and the cook here is very good, Salim Bhai. And there's one brother who stays here, Ilyas Bhai. So they're helping us, mashallah. So Allah reward our Ilyas Bhai and our Salim Bhai and our Sheikh Shu'aib and everybody. So they're all on the move, mashallah. So beautiful, wonderful, understand? So today we go visit the falls, inshallah, Aziz, so we can spend quality time and then come back and take the flight to Lusaka, inshallah. Ji Maana.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sir, do I pay zakat on retail price or cost price?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We must remember in zakat, Almighty Allah teaches us a lesson. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. When you pay your zakat and you do so solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then it will be multiplied many, many fold. Surah 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, and verse number 39. Surah 30 and verse 39. So Almighty Allah is encouraging us, pay your zakat, and pay it sincerely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Chapter 30, verse 39. And Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Mubarak, mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, 800 Marasil Ahadith are mentioned. Hassinu amwalakum bi zakat. Pay your zakat, cash or kind or whatever it is, but pay and give it to the poor. And you must remember Muslim and so forth and so on. So in a case like that, what should we do? Then your wealth and your assets will be protected by divine protection. People today getting kidnapped, hijacked, so many things. Sometimes it's a test and trial. Sometimes it's punishment also because we're not paying our zakat. So it's a win-win situation. Always pay zakat. Now you are a multimillionaire. You got an empire, 100 million. So now, must you pay on the cost price or must you pay on the retail price? So no, for zakat purposes, you work on the retail price. Why? So in that way there, you will be paying more and more zakat. So more poor people will be able to receive the zakat and you will be paying more. Now let's say if you paid extra. So it's no big deal because from the time you became a businessman, business lady, business person, and now you now accumulated this. So many a time you underpaid or you didn't pay. So that will compensate for all that also as well. So in zakat, my dear esteemed listener, always let us pay more and more. And inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala, out of His grace, mercy, benevolence, will grant us more and more, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 30, verse 39.
Mufti Sahab, we are going for Umrah today. My wife is in Menzies.
So what happens when we leave for Makkah for Umrah?
Remember, if a couple are leaving today, they left yesterday, last week, and so forth, and they are there in Medina Munawwara, and for 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, normally people take the packages for 2 weeks, 1 week Medina Munawwara, 1 week Makkah Mukarrama, and now the wife will be in menses when you're going to leave Medina Munawwara. So there are three different scenarios now. So number one is that her menses just started, that one, or her menses is going to end, or third one, she's not sure, and so forth and so on. So let's answer all this. Now you are in Medina Munawwara, and now you are going to Makkah. So where must you tie your ihram? Where must you make your intention? You've got various options. If you're going by train, so you can do that there at the Mahatta, that is the station there. Second one, if you're going by plane, then you can do it there at Medina Airport. If you are leaving by taxi and by bus, then there in Masjid Nabawi you can do. Or you stop at the Miqat, and that is Zul Hulaifa, nowadays called Bir Ali, Abar Ali, Muhammad Ali Darfuri, 107, 108 years ago from Darfur. He dug up all those boreholes, and well, the people were elated, delighted more than a century ago. They even removed the original name, Zul Hulaifa, and started calling it Bir Ali, Abar Ali, the wells of Ali, and so forth. Got nothing to do with Hazrat Ali, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anh, the Sayyidina Muhammad Ali Darfuri. So these are all your options. My suggestion to you, if you are going by train and so forth, just make your intention, everything there in Masjid Nabawi, or there in your hotel and so forth. You, sister, you are in your napaki, in your menses, so you just make intention, and obviously there's no salat. Allahumma inni uridul umrata, fayassir hali wa taqabbalha minni. Oh, beloved Allah, I make intention for umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it, and then labbaik Allahumma labbaik, you will read. Now when you reach Makkah Mukarrama, you can change your clothes, you can change your underwear, you can take a bath, you can take a shower, all that is permissible. But no soap and no shampoo and no all this cream and lotions and so forth, because you're in the state of ihram. So after 1, 2, 3, 4 days, you get park and clean. So you take your first ghusl, mandatory bath, and then you just go and perform the umrah. Your husband can accompany you. If he wants to make umrah, then he should go to Masjid Aisha Tanim. You don't have to go. You just go from the hotel straight and perform your umrah. And if he doesn't want to, he can just come with you in normal clothes and make, or he just wear ihram kali kali, and you know, just paza, and just to fool them. And that to fool them is permissible, because all these laws, they're making all haram laws in the first place. So he can just walk with you and so forth and so on. The choice is his. But I recommend for the husband, the father, the brother, whoever is the mahram there, that he should accompany his wife and he should make umrah as well. So then he gets that reward also. And remember, that is if she is making the umrah. Next scenario will be, now she spent 7, 8, 9, 10 days there, and lo and behold, right through, she is in that state of menses. And now all the time bleeding, spotting, all that going on. And now it's time to leave, back to Zambia, back to South Africa, back to Hong Kong, back to wherever you came from. So what happens in the case? So all the time she will stay in ihram, she can't go and perform umrah in that case, in that situation, in that condition. So in a case like that, they must slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah Mukarrama. And then any time in future, qaza of that umrah is compulsory. Take cue from the lesson of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when she left with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Zul Hulaifa on the, from Bir Ali. Obviously the term was Zul Hulaifa, the 26th of Zul Qa'dah. They arrive on the 4th of Zul Hijjah, the 10th year of the Hijrah. And you find she was haiza, she was in a menses, she couldn't perform. So she cried to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them made, you understand, the wives, umrah and hajj, I didn't. So go, make your qada. Hanafi say it's qada. Other ulama say that Shafi's and them, tatbiban with a qalbi, just to make her happy. So that's an academic discussion. So remember that qada of that umrah will be compulsory. And that will be any time in future, whenever you come, so you make a proper Umrah once again, and that will be qada of this Umrah, because you could not perform it due to your napaki and your menses. So always ask Allah, and you ladies, should you know when your menses is coming normally, so book your package accordingly. Otherwise, husband now has to spend so much on a goat, on a sheep, and all the inconvenience. So prepare your trip properly, and inshallah, then there's no red flag business.
Mufti Sahab, can we donate our used, clean underwear for distribution of clothes? Can we do that?
Remember, that is not hygienic or something, and that if it is something new, then it's fine. But you now wore your jockeys and you wore your underwear, ladies, 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, and that you washed it, everything, but still it's not something. When you spend in the path of Almighty Allah, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum, you must spend that which is pure, and you must spend that which is wholesome, and so forth. Not that which is then rotten and torn and tattered and things like, you know, that leave a bad taste and all that. That's not good, remember, in Islam. And yeah, they've got load shedding, you know. We're going to the masjid now, we'll carry on. I'm just switching off all the lights here. Because yeah, they got load shedding, you know, 12 hours. So yesterday, yeah, there was all darkness. So I told by Elias, bring some the solar lights and dust and all these things. Lot of issues here. So mashallah. So in a case like this, Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثِ, you must not make intention of khabith. Khabith means things that are torn, tattered, things that are haram, things that are not really good to give. It's like giving food, but that food is like half rotten and so forth, you know. So in a case like that, we will say,
visit and settle.
Okay, wait, I'm walking out, and we are in the passage of the hotel, so therefore the reception might be a little bit.
Jee Mufti Saab, in Zambia, okay. A night time.
Wait, one minute. Hold on. So, I'm just taking a walk out of here. Okay, so this thing that now you're able to hear me, inshallah. So I was saying that, you know what must happen is that try and give things that are new or that are good and all that. Now you wore your jockeys and your briefs and all that, and after time is now parking. It's permissible but not desirable. So my advice will be, when we stand in the path of Allah, then remember the fourth Jews. Allah Ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never ever obtain true piety until you spend that which you really love. So therefore, we should always, you know, spend that in the path of Allah, which we really love. Not that which is like, we just want to get rid of things and so forth and so on. So mashallah, yeah, I'm outside in the car. Sheikh Shaib came to fetch us. And you know, it's hot here, mashallah, even Fajr time. So we carry on right till we reach the masjid, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is Zambia a nice country to visit and settle?
Definitely, man. I'll encourage everybody to visit Zambia. We got all the good people here. Our brother Suleiman, you understand, is here. Monga, say, not Namud, buddy. Bagu. So, Suleiman Bagu is here, and inshallah, you can visit him. He came all the way. He said, no, he wants to spend quality time with us. Our Sheikh Shu'aib is here. Our Mufti Ridwan Omani is here. He's there in Lusaka, but he's here with us making a lot of khidmat. There, mashallah, his brother Imtiaz and Rashid Bhai in Lusaka. So the brothers here, and they feed you so much. If you really come here for 1 week, you'll come here 70, 80 kilos, Maulana Salim. By the time you leave, it's another 10 kilos. You'll get the T-bone steak, and you'll get chicken and fish and lot of things going on here, and 100% they slaughter and everything properly here. No zigzag business, you know. So mashallah, we must reward them, Allah reward them, and they really make ikram of the guests and the mehman, you know. So I'll advise everybody, and if you want to come with your wife and children and so forth, yeah, September holidays, December, come here to Livingston. It's very nice here, mashallah. But obviously, having said all that, if you have the means, we will, as you tell the people always, that they should go to Gaza sorry, they must go to Palestine. They won't allow you in Gaza. So go to Palestine and inshallah spend your millions there. So the people are really, really going through difficult times, and the money then will inshallah filter through to Gaza and the West Bank and so forth. So see what suits your pocket and so forth, inshallah. But beautiful country, very safe, mashallah. You don't have to worry about crime and kidnapping and hijacking and so forth. Surah 12, verse number 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah is the best of protectors. And He Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Sahib, we have 2 days in Egypt. Which places can we visit in Cairo?
Well, now just our Sheikh Shu'aib, now I told him to step on the gas. So now I didn't hear this question because he's driving that was fast. Just speak louder and repeat that question. That will be the last question, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, we have 2 days in Egypt. Which places can we visit in Cairo?
Okay, a person has 2 days, too few days there in Egypt. So which places should you visit, mashallah? So there are various places to visit. It was at the first of Ramadan in the 20th year of the Hijrah. And remember at the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an Amirul Mu'mineen, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his title is Fatih al-Misr. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's title is Fatih al-Khaybar. So you should go first there to Masjid Amr bin As. So he is the conqueror of Egypt, and Sahaba built that masjid. Now it's a beautiful masjid. You can visit River Nile, also mentioned in the hadith, authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadah. And you should visit the Ahram, the pyramids and so forth. And for shopping, go to Khan-e Khalil, wonderful market there. And if you must bargain there, there's the enjoyment there. And if you want, you can go to Azhar also. Azhar now is a secular university, nothing to do really with Islam. And you can go to Masjid Hussein that is there. Go to the papyrus factory, there's something to see. Go visit the Pharaonic Museum, and that is, you must remember where the Pharaoh is. And you can visit the Islamic Museum. So like that, there's a lot of places for one to see and so forth. If Allah give you tawfiq and you got the means and money, then you fly from Cairo to Sharm el-Sheikh, and then you go in a taxi 1.5-2 hours. Then you will go there to Ur Sinin, Mount Sinai, and we climbed it right up to the apex and summit of it also. So wonderful places there. Allah protect all the Muslim countries, Arab countries. We here with the Jami Masjid now. Jazakallah khairan Maulana, and Allah ta'ala reward all of you. So tonight, you must remember, I'll be in the Jami Masjid, and the program Mufti Sahib is after Maghrib. After Maghrib is the program, inshallah, tonight in Jami Masjid here in Lusaka. And then tomorrow after Fajr will be in Masjid Bilal in Lusaka, inshallah. That's the last program. And inshallah, tomorrow afternoon, we'll continue with the Q&A as normal, 2 to 4, inshallah, al-Aziz. And then we'll speak to you, Mawa Salim, inshallah, Monday morning. Jazakallah khairan. Remember, Adhan will go 5 o'clock from Monday morning, inshallah, al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.